You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Since the year 2000, the digital course economy has grown over 900%. The number of online learning users is expected to grow by 57 million by the year 2027. And the digital course economy is expected to hit 370 billion with a B by the year 2026. So you, my friend, are probably considering creating your own digital course. You need to hear these very important things, these big mistakes that people are making when they create their first digital course so that you don't make these mistakes. Hey, my name is Shalene Johnson. Welcome to the show. As you probably know, I started creating digital courses in 2011, and it has been just an incredible source of income. We've created a program called Smart Success, Marketing Impact Academy, Insta Club Hub for those of you who are interested in learning how to grow and scale and make money online selling your digital courses. I highly recommend Insta Club Hub. That's what I do with my co-host, Brock Johnson. We have helped so many other people create their own online courses. I love online courses. I've learned way more doing online courses than I ever did from Michigan State University. No offense to the Spartans, but like what I've learned in digital courses has transformed my life. It's how I'm able to be here today. It's how I learned how to grow on YouTube. It's how I learned how to podcast. It's basically everything I've learned is through a digital course. It's so great. You don't have to, you know, find parking at the university and get parking tickets and buy books. Like, digital courses are the wave of the future, and so many people now are recognizing that this can be an additional stream, if not your primary stream of income. But if you're someone who's considering creating your first digital course, there are some really important things you need to keep in mind before you get started. Number one, you need to have complete clarity on who your audience is. You need to understand what it is your audience needs, their preferences, their pain points, and how to create content that they specifically know that they need. I've seen so many course creators create something that their target audience doesn't know that they need it. So how do you fully understand what it is your audience wants, their preferences, what it is their pain points are? The only way you can do that is by doing your research in advance. Oftentimes, we want to create courses for something that we once struggled with the problem, but now we're so far removed that we don't even remember the initial pain points. We don't remember what it was like to be in their shoes. So in order to truly understand your ideal avatar and their pain points and their needs, etc., create a community. Whether it's a Facebook group or a group on Instagram, whether it's joining forums on Reddit, whatever the case may be, wherever your people are, go there and listen. Don't assume that you know what their needs are, their preferences, and how they describe the pain point. Do your research and be a part of those communities. The number two mistake that digital course creators make is overcomplicating the content. I almost laugh at this one because yours truly was the biggest offender of this misnomer. Like, I would create content that I believed it had to be so advanced and so robust that like people would get it and they wouldn't think, oh, this is basic. I was so afraid that someone would get my content and think, well, this is so easy. Why is she even trying to sell this? So I would make it super complicated and incredibly extensive. When people are going through a course, they don't want it to be long. They want it to be shorter. They're like, just get me there. Give me the shortcut. Don't make it complicated. Make it basic. Originally, my course content, like I would have like all these modules and each module would be like an hour long each, like dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of hour long each modules. No, I had to like make them much more succinct and much more basic. The number three mistake that digital course creators make is neglecting to create course structure in advance. How do you do that if you've never created a course? You reverse engineer what it is somebody needs to know. So start by asking yourself, okay, when somebody finishes this course, what should they be able to do? And then you reverse engineer that, like, okay, so what would be the first thing, and then the second thing, and the third thing? If this is the end goal, like, what is it going all the way backwards? That's step one. But step two is you've got to involve your community. You're going to forget that there are certain steps that you just take for granted that people know that they need to follow through on. And you're going to skip that in your course content. And then you're going to get complaints after you put it out there and people are going to return it. So my recommendation is as you're creating your course content, have like a small test group that's actually giving you feedback and asking the questions and giving you input as to like what the structure is that they need. Listen, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who wants to create a bigger brand, make an impact, you've got to take care of your brain. Yes, you have to take care of your body, obviously, but I think we underestimate how important it is. Like, this is what gives us the competitive advantage. Yet so many entrepreneurs that I talk to are completely sleep deprived. So I want to talk to you about a supplement that could possibly help your sleep in a huge way. That's why I want to mention a supplement that almost every person is deficient in naturally, and that's magnesium. Now, magnesium is huge for sleep. I mean, it will change your sleep because most people, like I said, don't even realize that they are deficient in magnesium. But I'm kind of like on this magnesium kick because it has so many other benefits. When your magnesium levels are optimal, you're able to relax more. It improves your digestion. It supports muscle recovery, bone density, healthy digestion. It's quite remarkable all the different ways that magnesium has an impact on even our metabolism. Maybe you've done a magnesium supplement in the past and didn't notice much, and that's probably because you were taking a supplement that only had like one or two different forms of magnesium. So I've discovered this supplement that has all seven forms of magnesium, so you don't have to take like seven different pills. It's all in one. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. You've probably seen me post about it on my Instagram stories. Anyways, I just really think it's something all entrepreneurs need to consider. So I am encouraging you to try it for yourself. You can get yours by using our link. It's at magbreakthrough.com/BYT. BYT as in build your tribe. And then when you check out, you want to use that code. You'll see the discount. You'll get another 10% discount when you use the code BYT. So again, it's magbreakthrough.com/BYT. Let me know what you think. My recommendation is as you're creating your course content, have like a small test group that's actually giving you feedback and asking the questions and giving you input as to like what the structure is that they need. The number four mistake that course creators make is failing to create an interactive experience for the student. By that, I mean, everyone learns in a different way. When we create a course, now we give them video, we give them audio, we give them transcripts, we give them to-do lists, we give them worksheets, so that the more interactive it becomes, the better their experience and the more likely they are to succeed with the content. You can do this with quizzes, downloads, PDFs, fill-in-the-blank outlines, and all the different modes that people find easiest to learn. Like I said, some people like audio, some people like video, some people like both, some people want to read it. So give them all of those things. And the next biggest mistake that digital course creators make is not doing sufficient testing. And I mean testing for the name. Is the name of the course a name that's going to resonate with your target audience? For example, we created a digital course for people who wanted to become micro-influencers. We named it Micro-Influencer 101, and we could not figure out why this incredible course was not selling to people. We did some polling with our audience after the fact and learned that our audience didn't resonate with the word influencer. It had a negative connotation with them. The word that they resonated with was brand deals. Like, they wanted to learn how to do brand deals. They wanted to learn how to partner with brands, which is basically what an influencer does. But it's semantics. So we didn't test the name in advance. And had we done so, we would have had much better sales out of the gate. By the way, it's a great course and I will link to it below in our show notes. But testing should be done on everything. Your price point, how long the course should be, what the course should promise. Like, what is the outcome of the course? If I finish your course, what can I expect to happen? How long should the lessons be? What format should the lessons be? Maybe they don't want video. Maybe video is distracting. Maybe they just want audio. All of these things should never be decisions that you make by yourself in a test tube. Like, if you have three people in your audience, you have a test group. You have a community. Ask them for their input. Let them become co-creators. I hope that this episode was helpful to you. I would love to help you market your digital course. Like, it's one thing to just hit your warm audience, but it's quite another to learn how to sell millions of dollars worth of your digital course. That's a skill. It's a skill that we teach inside Insta Club Hub. So if you haven't checked it out, please be sure to do so. We'll put a link to a $7 trial. So you can give it a try for $7. I'll put that in the description below this episode. Hey, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Thanks for being here.